Hi there, I'm Richie. I work at Weill Cornell Medicine in Qatar. The corporate logo seems to have destroyed itself, but I do really work there. It is a real place. And today I'm going to talk to you about runtime testing with the Assertive suite of packages. And these were packages that were created in anger. So I'm going to start by telling you the example that motivated their creation. So imagine that you have some count data, so 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, or whatever. And you want to check that this data is correct. So you need to check that you've got a numeric vector of non-negative whole numbers. And there's a function in BaseR called stopIfNot, which is designed for checking variables. So stopIfNot takes an arbitrary number of inputs, and for each one, in turn, it checks to see if they resolve to true. And if not, you get an error. So if we want to check that counts is numeric, we just pass in is.numericCounts. So far, so good. If we want to check for non-negative numbers, we check that counts is greater than zero, and because we want that to be true everywhere, we wrap it in a call to all. Again, not bad. On the other hand, it turns out that checking for whole numbers is surprisingly difficult. So you want to check that counts is equal to the rounded version of counts, but you can't just use the equals operator due to floating point arithmetic error. So you have to wrap that in a call to all.equal, and all.equal is a really stupid function that doesn't always return true or false, so you then have to wrap that in a call to isTrue. So what we've got is a really dreadful line of code. What's even worse is the error message in this case. So at this point, if one of your users gets an error message like this, they're going to be straight on Stack Overflow saying, what does this error message mean? And that's fine for me, I get more points to answer the question, but in general, it's a waste of everyone's time. And this is the sort of thing that makes me really angry, because what we've got is a really simple problem, we've written some really dreadful code, and we've got a useless error message. So overall, this is the sort of thing that really puts off new users. It's the sort of thing where you get this sort of situation, you get a rubbish error message, and then people start saying, oh, I can't do R, it's too hard, and then they go back to Excel spreadsheets, and that's just the end of the world. Okay, so I figured we can do things better. Let's take a look at the assertive alternative. So in this case, if you want to check that something's numeric, you use assert is numeric. If you want to check that all your numbers are non-negative, you use assert all are non-negative. If you want to check that everything is a whole number, you use assert all are whole numbers. I like to think that this is much more human readable. If you're a fan of Magritte to piping, you can also pipe assertions together. But the really good bit comes with the error message. So in this case, again, a human-readable sentence, counts are not all whole numbers, you don't need to go on Stack Overflow to figure out what that means, and the excellent bit is that it tells you which elements cause the problem. In this case, it's the third and fourth numbers. So you get the position of the error, you get the values that went wrong, and a brief text description of why they didn't pass the checks. So this has just saved your users a few minutes of frustration and debugging time. Now, the most common use of assertive is for checking inputs to functions. So this is an example with a geometric mean function. And geometric mean is one of those odd things that really ought to be in BaseR but isn't. And the only reason I can think for this is that every introduction to R class has to teach how do you create a function, and a geometric mean is like a really nice first example. So I'm sure many of you have written a function that looks just like this. And it's perfectly serviceable as it is, but let's see what happens when you pass in something stupid, like a string. So if we pass the letter A to geomean, then you get an error message, but it appears to come from log x, which is technically correct, but it's no use when you're trying to work out what's gone wrong in your code. It also doesn't tell you which argument's non-numeric, and it doesn't tell you what it is. So we can do better using assertive. You saw the assert is numeric function briefly before, but you didn't see the error message. So in this case, the error appears to come from geomean 2 now, which is what we want. It tells you that x is the problem variable, and it tells you that actually it's not numeric, it's class character. So that's just saved your users a few minutes debugging time again. Another problem can occur when you have negative inputs. So geometric mean only makes sense when you've got positive numbers being put into it. So in this case, it'll return nan, not a number. And that's fine, but you also get a warning message which says nan's produced. And that's really useless because you can see you've got a nan produced, that's the return value. So overall, complete waste of everyone's time. And to fix this, we could pass in an assertion just to say, we want all the values of x to be positive. But in this case, it's better to return nan and have some custom behavior that just improves the warning message. So underlying every assert function is a function that starts with is or has, and these will return either a logical vector or a single logical value. So in this case, we want the custom behaviors to occur when there are any negative numbers in x. So we use if any is negative of x, and then we can provide a warning, which is whatever we like, but we want it to be something that's useful to the users. And you can see at the bottom the results of this. The behavior is exactly the same as before. We're returning not a number, but now we have a warning message, which will actually be helpful to the users. A third thing that can go wrong is when we have missing values. So I'm sure you're aware that most of the summary statistical functions in base R have an argument called na.rm, which should be should take true or false. And if it's true, then you get rid of all the missing values before you calculate the summary statistic. But what happens if you pass something really stupid in there, like a numeric vector? So in this case, we get an answer to the geometric mean, which is sensible, but you've also got this really obscure warning message, something about if and the condition mean length greater than one. This isn't very helpful. So again, we could pass in an assertion just to check that na.rm has been put in a specific form, just check that it's true or false. But in this case, we can be helpful to the user and try and fix the argument. So there are two utility functions in assertive to help with this. First of all, there's the useFirst function. All this does, it takes an input, checks the length. If the length is just one, then it'll return the input. If the length is greater than one, then it'll return the first element, but it'll give you a warning to say that it's doing that. So it's completely clear what's happened, how you've manipulated the variable. Again, coerce2 is pretty simple. All it's gonna do in this case is find an appropriate as.logical method, but it will also warn you to say, this is what's happening to your variable. So now our updated geometric mean function, we're fixing the na.rm argument, and the result is the same as before, but we've got two different warning messages which explain exactly what's changed with the na.rm variable. So assertive's getting pretty big now. There are about 400 different assertions there. You've seen some of the checks on type, so that was assert is numeric. There are assertions for all sorts of things, as well as things like assert is character and assert is logical. You get all the weird and wonderful base R types, like you can have assert is QR or assert is relistable, really obscure things. There's also assert is data table and assert is tibble as well for dplyr fans. You can check properties of variables, like you can check for scalar variables of length one or empty variables of length zero. You can check attributes, classes, names or row names, all sorts of things. There are also, you've seen some examples of assertions for numbers. So we saw assert all are non-negative. There are loads more checks for numbers, strings, matrices, all sorts of the common data types. One of my favorite for dates and times is assert all are in the past. It's amazing how often you get things like dates of birth or account opening dates or things like that, which appear to come from the future. So all those things can be checked. I also used to work a lot with customer data. So there are checks for more high level data types. So things like UK postcodes or US zip codes, you've got national insurance numbers and social security numbers, credit card numbers, and some more sort of obscure data types like chemical abstract service numbers. There are assertions for working with files and directories. So you can check if a file is readable or writable or executable, as well as checks on sort of lower level connection objects. There are also plenty of checks for the state of your R setup. So if you're working with file paths or with locales or with any kind of external software, often your code becomes operating system dependent. So you can check whether you're running Windows or OS X or Linux or BSD or Solaris. There are also checks for specific versions of Windows, so if you've got some code that only works on Windows Server 2012, you can check for that, but really don't write code like that. There are also checks for the type of R you're running, whether you're running a release version of R or a development version. You can check for your IDE, so whether you're running RStudio Desktop or RStudio Server or Architect or Revolution R. and there are many more checks for how you're running up. Because Assertive has grown so big, I had to split it into multiple packages. So there are 15 underlying packages which contain the actual content of Assertive, and then Assertive itself contains nothing of its own. It just imports everything from these underlying packages and then re-exports them. So if you're using R in an interactive way, all you have to do is call library Assertive. So you're optimizing for less typing, and then you get access to everything. If you're building a package based on Assertive, then you want to optimize for a lighter weight dependency. So in the imports field of the description file, you just import the bits you need. And one common question I get is, if I'm using TestDat already, why do I need Assertive? And the two packages are actually complementary. So TestDat is really for development time testing. So as you're writing code, you add tests to make sure that you haven't done something stupid. But no matter how well tested your package is, your users will always find some way to do things you didn't expect. So Assertive is for runtime testing. So as your users run the code, or sorry, run your code, it will have some checks to prevent them doing something stupid. So TestDat is for you, as the Assertive is for your users. And just a couple of things I wanted to mention before I finish. I started trying to get all the error messages and warning messages from Assertive translated into different languages. So assertive.base has translations into 10 different languages at the moment, but I found this to be quite hard work. So I've now got an R Consortium grant, so I'm working alongside Thomas Leeper, who's absolutely wonderful. We're trying to get some tools to make it easier to integrate translations into packages. And finally, there's a book on this coming out. It's called Testing R Code. So half the book is on Assertive and half the book is on TestDat. The book's written, but publishers are slow, so it doesn't come out till December, but it'll make an ideal Christmas present for you and all your relatives. So, thank you. Any questions? Sure. Okay, so, well, yeah, one of the advantages of Assertive is you only need one assertion per thing that you want to check. So you're only in one line of code instead of a load of boilerplate. So it does reduce it a little bit. There are some functions in R where you do have very complex interfaces, so there are many, many arguments. And quite often, the checking is outsourced to a separate function. So I know the caret package has a function called train control, and I think that's got a very complex thing that all the input checking is outsourced to a different function. So there are examples of this. All right, thank you.
I have a question.
Oh, I thought I was done.
I'm just thinking, it's one thing to write foolproof code, yeah, but there are very ingenious fools out there. Do you think that the possibility of sending stupid arguments, do you think that's driving what we should be doing? It's against the R philosophy of assuming that the user knows what they're doing.
So R is sort of designed so you can write infinitely stupid code if you want to. I think there is a limit to how much you need to check things. It depends on your target audience. If you're writing code for yourself, you don't need too many checks. If it's code that's going into a package, it needs to be more robust because you can have a wider audience.
Fair enough. Thank you, Richie.
Thanks.
Thank you.